Welcome to Radio IQ's Virginia On Demand for this Wednesday, a daily podcast from Radio IQ featuring the top stories across Virginia. I'm Jeff Bossert. Virginia Democrats have successfully pulled off a response to Republican states redrawing their congressional maps to help Republicans. And as Michael Pope tells us, voters in Virginia approved a constitutional amendment that could add four new seats for Democrats.
Democrats need three seats to take control of the House of Representatives. And now voters in Virginia are approving a mid-decade redistricting that could tilt the November election in favor of Democrats in four seats in Virginia. That could mean an end for the congressional careers of Rob Whitman, Jen Kegins, John McGuire, and Ben Klein. Here's Wes Bellamy at Virginia State University.
This really, quote unquote, sticks it to Trump and lets him know that he cannot operate as a dictator and that this is not a dictatorship. He can't just do whatever it is that he wants to do. And I think that this will bring some balance to the nation as a whole and all eyes on Virginia.
Mark Rozelle at George Mason University's Schar School says the results show a stark divide between urban and rural.
There was barely any exurban support for this measure, unless we still consider Loudoun County an exurb at this point. So it really brings out the divide in Virginia politics in a very striking way.
Voters may have approved of the amendment, but it still faces a legal challenge. The justices of the Supreme Court of Virginia have yet to hear oral arguments in the case, and they could declare the amendment unconstitutional, a move that would keep the existing map in place. Final written arguments are due later this week. Michael Pope.
In a written statement, Governor Abigail Spanberger says voters approved a temporary measure to push back against President Trump, who said he was entitled to more Republican seats in Congress. But Delegate Terry Kilgore, the Republican leader in the State House, said the results don't mean the end of the fight, noting that a legal challenge is still pending in the Supreme Court. The yes vote came out ahead yesterday by about 3 percentage points. That's much closer than last year's election for governor and the 2024 presidential contest in Virginia. Astronomers at the University of Virginia will soon have a new tool at their disposal that they hope will help them unlock some mysteries of the universe.
It has this mysterious name because nobody knows what it is. All of the particles that we're familiar with have been studied and we have nice names for them. And the ones we don't know yet, we call mysterious things like dark matter.
We'll have that report from Sandy Houseman coming up in a little bit. A judge has reinstated Elsie Jones as the mayor of Martinsville. WDBJ Television reports Jones was suspended after the city's Commonwealth's attorney allowed a recall petition against the mayor to go forward. That petition alleged Jones received gifts and other assistance from Martinsville's former city manager, who has been fired. The judge's ruling allows Jones to serve as mayor, but he faces a due process hearing in court over the allegations on April 29th. Some residents in Greene County are under a boil water advisory due to a water main break there earlier this week. County officials say a private contractor doing work on a project hit a water connection near the industrial park in Rutgersville Monday, causing a shutdown and loss of pressure. The advisory applies to all county water customers west of the industrial park, including all the town of Standardsville. Residents in those areas are advised to boil their water until further notice. You can also pick up bottled water at the old rescue squad building in Standardsville from 9 to 6. Members of Virginia's General Assembly are about to return to the Capitol and consider hundreds of amendments from the governor. Michael Pope shines some light on one involving solar energy.
The future is about to get a lot brighter for solar energy. Or at least that's the intention of Senator Schuyler Van Valkenburg, a Democrat from Henrico County. He has a bill that would force local governments to consider all applications for solar projects rather than having a blanket denial.
We see these kind of ideological fights about solar where we see localities talking about whether they should ban them or not, where I think a much more productive conversation is if you take each project up one at a time, you're talking to the property owner, you're looking at the economics of a project, you're seeing if it makes sense, if it has good standards. It's trying to turn down the temperature a little bit, maybe get a little bit more solar energy online.
Local governments oppose the bill, saying they should have the ability to handle land use the way they want to. Joe Lurch is director of local government policy at the Virginia Association of Counties.
If somebody wanted to make an application for a utility scale solar, even though it's not an allowed use in an industrial zone, you have to review that and go through the process. And then if you wanted to deny it, you could. And so I think this is interfering with the overall land use and comprehensive planning at the local level just for this one use.
The governor made some technical amendments to the bill, and Senator Van Valkenburg says he'll accept them as friendly amendments when lawmakers reconvene this week. Michael Pope.
Stone Brewing will no longer make beer in Richmond as the company is being sold to Belgian brewing giant Duvel. Richmond BizSense reports the sale means Stone's facility in the Fulton area will stop production of that libation in May instead of becoming Sapporo's primary U.S. production hub. The facility, which currently has about 160 employees, will continue to operate, becoming a Sapporo taproom later this year. More than 200 bird species stop in the Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge each spring as they migrate north. Catherine Hafter of member station WHRO in Norfolk recently joined a walk to try and see some.
It's a cool but humid morning shortly after dawn as a couple dozen people swat at mosquitoes and set out along a walking path. Laura May is an avid birder and organizer of the swamp walks.
So we're talking in soft voices and we're checking the canal looking for prothonotary warblers. Just heard a great crested flycatcher in the top of the trees.
Before even leaving the parking lot, she hears the hoot of a barred owl. Over the next couple hours, the group caught sight of many birds, including a red-headed woodpecker, and finally, a brief glimpse of the bright yellow prothonotary warbler as it zoomed past.
There he is. There's a prothonotary right there flying.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They also saw some snakes curled among the bushes. Catherine Hafner, WHRO News.
The flight of Artemis II has inspired a new generation of Americans to think about space. But even before NASA returned to rocket travel, astronomers at the University of Virginia were hoping to learn more about the universe with the help of a new telescope. Sandy Houseman has that story.
Richmond native Vince Gilligan, who produced Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, begins his newest series, Pluribus, in the New Mexico desert, where astronomers have spotted a mysterious signal.
Look, this gap here, this is where it stops, then starts over. It repeats every 78 seconds.
Soon, more space nerds have assembled at the remote viewing site.
It's got to be something bouncing off the...
It's not bouncing off the moon, Dave.
Well, maybe it's those Chatty Cathys at the Forest Service. I hate those guys, always on their radios talking about trees.
And by the end of the scene, the place is packed with excited scientists trying to crack the code, coming from 600 light years away. That sense of wonder and discovery may someday come from a mountaintop south of Charlottesville, home to UVA's main observatory, and a new telescope that recently arrived from Germany.
A radio telescope is sensitive to the radio end of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Brad Johnson is a professor of astronomy at UVA and the lead scientist on a project designed to learn more about subatomic particles collectively known as dark matter.
It has this mysterious name because nobody knows what it is. All of the particles that we're familiar with have been studied and we have nice names for them. And the ones that we don't know yet, we call mysterious things like dark matter. There's another ingredient which is similarly mysterious called dark energy. If we can figure out what they are, we might be able to use them. Maybe they're energy sources. Maybe they're going to play some role in the story in the future. The first step is to figure out what it is.
Dark matter doesn't emit or reflect light, making it invisible to the eye. But its gravity holds galaxies together like cosmic glue. And the new radio telescope should allow Johnson and his colleagues to detect it. But first, a more mundane challenge. They had to get the device from campus to the top of Fan Mountain, about 20 miles south of Charlottesville.
It was 17 feet by 17 feet by 9 feet, which is pretty big. One of the challenges with delivering a large crate like this with a helicopter is you have to find a flight path where there's no people underneath, and it's hard when there's houses all over the place.
So they put it on a truck and drove it down to Fan Mountain, then used a kind of forklift to carry the telescope up 3 miles, along a winding gravel road with steep drop-offs on one side, rocks and trees on the other. Johnson, researcher Mallory Helfenbein, and grad student Dylan Bass walked alongside the precious cargo as it traveled about 1 mile an hour. Now a team is assembling the radio telescope, which cost nearly $250,000. Johnson says it's part of his dream come true, a dream he first had in high school.
I felt like the purpose of my life was to figure out how the universe works. When I was young, I didn't know you could do this for a living, and then I found out you could do it for a living, and I decided that's what I was going
to
do.
He hopes the new device will be ready to go this summer and expects visitors from around the world to check in for an update on what's learned about dark matter. I'm Sandy Houseman.
This note of disclosure, the University of Virginia is a financial supporter of Radio IQ. Pretty warm conditions the rest of the work week. Looking at the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today. Some showers and storms are possible. Breezy, highs in the low 70s to around 83 for Danville. Skies clear out for everyone tonight. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s throughout the listening area. Mostly sunny Thursday. Slight chance for some rain. Highs in the mid 70s to 85 in Danville. More clouds work into the listening area Friday. Showers and storms are possible. Breezy, highs in the mid 70s to 87 around Danville. Thanks for listening to Virginia On Demand, and a little reminder, subscribe and tell your friends about it. For Radio IQ, I'm Jeff Bossert.